Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show is broadcast live from sunny, red-hot Southern California. It's funny. Took my daughter and her friend to Thomas Rhett on Saturday night at, it's called Five Points Amphitheater. And, you know, like, in Southern California, people are like, oh, it's so hot. And then Thomas Rhett comes out. He's from Georgia, lives in Tennessee. And he's like, man, the weather out here is awesome. You know, because no one has actually perspective of what it's like in the rest of the solar system where it may be hot. I heard Colin tweet something about living in Wisconsin. Again, this is kind of typical Colin. Like, man, it's going to be hot like this. We're all moving to Wisconsin. Like, I think Wisconsin was well over 100 this weekend as well. Don't get me wrong. Summer in Wisconsin is pretty amazing. But you happen to pick like the hottest day when it felt like it was hotter than the sun. Anyway, wherever you are, hopefully the AC is working and fall, you know, is on the way, not just because the weather is spectacular in fall, but also brings us football. Also, it's game week, right? All those teams, every team you like in the NFL is going to play a preseason game by the end of this week. So you've made it in that there will be football on your television set by Thursday of this week. Aaron Rodgers made news going back to last Thursday and Friday. We talked about his ayahuasca therapy or ayahuasca session. And he seems to be doing the rounds now as allowing other people in. He interviewed with Peter King of the MMQB, quote, I love myself a lot better, so it's easier to love other people, give them forgiveness, not jump on somebody's ass if they make a mistake. The key was the ayahuasca, he said. I think it unlocked a lot in my heart. Rodgers said, quote, Being able to fully give my heart to my teammates, my loved ones, relationships, I can embrace unconditionally myself. I just didn't do that for a long time. I was very self-critical. When you have so much judgment of yourself, it's easy to transfer that judgment to other people. When you figure out a better way to love yourself, I think you can love people better because you're not casting the same judgment you cast in yourself or on other people. I'm really thankful for that. It's like a really profound way of looking at things. Like, I was a little bit bothered by, I'll just be honest, like, Cowherd going back to last Friday. Jason, you tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like they did three segments, like, making fun of Aaron Rodgers for coming out and saying, he actually doing ayahuasca treatment. Ayahuasca, for people to know, it's there's an element to it. It's a hallucinogenic drug, but it's an entire, like, therapy session that can last upwards of 3 days. There's an episode of the TV show Billions. I don't know if you guys, I love Billions. I'm a huge Billions fan. Where they do it in some hut in Canada or whatever. You have a shaman. But a lot of it is about kind of clarity on yourself and cleansing yourself of whatever. I told you guys Friday about my meeting with a shaman and my own, how I beat up on myself, my own self-doubt, self-loathing, all those other things that you try and you got to kind of like rid yourself because everybody's going through stuff. But how you, in Aaron Rodgers' words, how you end up loving yourself, appreciating yourself, appreciating the people around you. Like I'm reading this, they're like, man, that's a big step in humanity. But what happens is when it's unconventional, like when you hear hallucinogenic drugs, it's very normal for everybody to go like, oh, he's like some hippie smoking peyote, rolling around in a V-dub. Every day going, yeah, man, I love you, man. Like, that's not really what it's about. But, again, the way it's portrayed, we think of, like, 70s dropping acid at a Grateful. It's not like he went to follow the Grateful Dead around for a summer, dropped a bunch of acid, right, dating a woman with armpit hair, and just be like, man, I just love everybody, man. That's not what this is about. This is finding yourself, right, a mission of self-discovery. And you do... You're going to change too, like who you are in your teens is now you're in your 20s, and you're in your 20s, now you're 30s, right? And he's a guy who's gone through relationship changes, relationship with his family, right? He's dealing with how he's perceived nationally, locally, but maybe most importantly, inside that locker room. And the guys he's with that locker room, and he walks in, he's Aaron effing Rodgers. They've grown up watching him sling it for the Green Bay Packers. They already have a perception of who he is and what he's about that he has to decide, like, do I meet that head on? Do I work through it? How do I do it? Here's Aaron Rodgers, and I thought this was great. Pardon My Take guys sat down with him on a podcast, and he had this exchange.
People say, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. But
how many people do you think you killed? What's your count?
How many grandmothers? See, let's just do grandmothers.
I mean, I know you guys are. I don't find that part funny. I really don't.
Here's Rodgers when he's talking with Big Cat.
Is it hard for you as a Bears fan
that
some of your greatest moments are cheering against me when the Bears aren't playing?
Every year I look forward to the playoffs and the game that you're going to lose. And I've told this story on the air, but like when you guys lost to San Francisco this year, we were watching the game in New Jersey and I drove back to Brooklyn, brag, and I listened to Tauscher, ESPN Wisconsin, for 3 hours. I sat in my car. I had arrived home. It's a 20-minute drive. I had ride home. I sat for 3 hours listening to callers be like, blow up Lambo, get 12 out of here. We need to build a dome. This team isn't built for the outside. So, yes, watching you lose in the playoffs is that's my Super Bowl. And I've won a lot of Super Bowls. If you do it that way, more than you.
You know, it's actually possible that the guy's in a really good place. And if ayahuasca treatment is the reason he's in a good place and the reason he's a better teammate and the reason he's a better friend, like kind of more power to him. You know, find whatever your own path to happiness is. And as long as it doesn't affect somebody else's, I don't really understand the critique of how he's come to this place, right? If we're totally honest, and I think Aaron Rodgers has been mostly honest with us in this offseason, obviously the vaccine thing was divisive, and I think a big reason was he wasn't honest about it. But if we're totally honest about Rodgers and his play and how he's handled himself, the last 2 years have been spectacular. After, you know, 3 years ago, and this is the season before his first ayahuasca therapy, like, he wasn't, didn't seem like he was great at accepting that style of coaching, didn't seem like he was good with the organization, and didn't seem like he was happy with everybody around him, which, as he's led us to believe, which is very possible and very likely, he wasn't happy with himself, right? And if this is what's allowed him to be better, like, I don't really get the clowning of it. Is that a fair way to look at it, Jay? Go ahead, Ramos. You had a question.
No, I agree with you, and you guys brought up a good point. Both you and Dan did. I believe it was Friday at the Chargers camp where you said something about you like their chances this year, and Dan says I like them too. And that's the first time I've heard in a while people say like they really, because there's always been problems with the Packers, right? Their defense wasn't good enough. They had a running game. It was all Aaron Rodgers. They lost Devontae Adams. But now, like you just said, maybe he's in a different place. Maybe he's in a place that's really good. And now you're feeling like maybe the Packers actually have a good team around him, and they're actually going to be really good.
Well, I think they've had a good team around him. I think the team is in totality is very, very good. But I think the thing that gives you the most hope is that Aaron Rodgers allows us in to show us he's a human being. Right? But by telling us that he didn't love himself, you know, who can't relate to that? Who can't relate to self-doubt and self-loathing? Like, that's, right? Here's a guy who, I mean, anytime Colin talks about it, and I do think there's a level of truth to it, that Aaron Rodgers is incredibly bright. And one of the things with people who are super, super intelligent, you know, when you get to above 140 as your IQ, is that you are, in fact, the smartest person in the room, but you have to sometimes, I don't know if play dumb, but you have to learn how to like that and appreciate that, knowing that it can make some people, your level of intelligence can unsettle people. Now, those aren't your people, but in business and in the world, you have to work through the fact that not everybody's going to be a level of intelligence. I think this humanizes him. He's not a robot, okay? He's not simply about himself, his own success, his own career. I do wish that he had turned down $50 million and said, hey, I could have gotten this, instead I got that. But I also think that there's a certain respect factor that Aaron Rodgers is constantly searching for as well, where Brady gets the adulation from the success that he's had, and Aaron Rodgers feels like he doesn't, and he probably feels like it's not my fault that I haven't been with a great team, and that this is the amount of respect that I deserve because of my level of talent still at this point in my career. I guess anybody gets that. But I don't know. This feels like a humanizing moment. Now, Jay Stu, do you, before hearing this, do you like Aaron Rodgers? Do you not like Aaron Rodgers? What were you feeling about Aaron Rodgers before hearing this?
No, I'm a fan of Aaron. And up until the point when he lied to the media last year, and then even after that, that was like his one misstep in all this. Like, he's trying to convince us he never lied, but he did. That was his one misstep. But other than that, I've always liked his vibe. I've always liked it, kind of the way he's carried himself with the media, and that I don't need you all. You all need me. And I mean, think about it, Doug. What he's
But I don't think that's true.
That he doesn't need the media, you're saying?
No, I think I don't think that's true, and I think he's realized that. Like, I think the McAfee thing is he knows he needs some form of media to get his message out. And then I think doing these interviews shows, you know, that he's okay with himself, and he's gotten stuff out there. And, like, look, Peter King is always going to help a guy out. You know, pardon my take is going to be kind of tongue-in-cheek. But I actually think he knows he needs the media. I think he's just had to learn to become more comfortable. Like, look, I'm not going to share a ton of details about, I hung out with Aaron Rodgers one night. I will tell you that he was super uncomfortable, not necessarily with himself, but he told me, like, hey, when we go out, you watch, everyone that comes up to me will put their hands on me. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. It's what people do. And it was like an inside joke between the two of us. Literally, everywhere we went, somebody would go like, Aaron! Like, somebody he didn't know, somebody he did know. It didn't matter. They would all come up and touch him, like, not necessarily inappropriately, but it was still inappropriate in that, like, it wasn't like he touched them. But they always had to have their hands on him. So I think he has just had to be more comfortable with himself more than anything. And I think that is likely what's happened, and that allows him to allow some of the media in. So I do agree that that had been his vibe previously. I don't need you guys, but I think that's changed some, and he's understood the McAfee thing is like is a kind of soft step into letting more people in, and the more you let people in, the more it humanizes you, and the more people give you a pass even for the things you don't like.
No doubt. And my whole thing was, you can count on one hand the number of athletes who would, one, be able to articulate what you just read, what he told Peter King,
sure,
about pain, about issues he's had with himself. It sounds like he's basically having negative self-talk, and he wanted to address that. This is like pain that he's talking about.
Sure.
How many athletes are able to articulate that and be willing to tell someone with a platform like Peter King or on a podcast, like, you know, Pardon My Take or wherever he's going? I think it speaks volumes, and I think it's like, it's, I walk away from those couple exchanges thinking I'm an even bigger fan of his, while it seems like most of the sentiment in the national media is to take this as an example of to kind of tear him down, and probably will use it against him if the Packers don't win again.
I don't know. I'll be interested if they use it against him. I agree with you on all the other parts, right? Like, how many athletes would be that that comfortable? But I think it's just a very vulnerable state. And I here's the part I like best about it. It isn't a cry for sympathy, right? It isn't a, I did something wrong. Hey, I want you to feel bad for me because I was dealing with something. This is merely, here's where I am, and this is what I had to learn. Like, I think what people don't like about the use of the term mental health, my issue would be that though I think he addressed his own mental health, I think many people in society think that there's only one level of help you need for mental health. Like, you're either suicidal or you don't need mental health help, when there's just a multitude of layers to it, right? And while we need to be sensitive to somebody's mental health, we also have to realize that in professional athletics, collegiate athletics, like, you got to process that however, and you still have to perform. And so there's a difference between that and everyday Joe. There's a difference between that and suicidal thoughts. These are thoughts of self-loathing and self-doubt, self-loathing, and those sorts of things. But the part I liked is, he's not asking for your sympathy. So many times when people talk about mental health and their own mental health and the things they've gone through, it's a plea for sympathy and for acceptance of how they've acted or how they're continuing to act. That's not what he's saying. And that, I think, is why it shows where he is in his own personal evolution. Right? Here's just a thought for you guys, okay? Do you know the evolution of man picture? Have you guys ever seen that, the evolution of man? Right, you
got
the
yes,
Cro-Magnon, yes. Right, yep. Where they're like half crawling all the way out to Homo erectus, which is where we are now, kind of standing up, right? Ramos, you familiar with what I'm talking about? The evolution of man?
Of course,
picture?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I think all of us are as guys. Or at least I know I am as a guy. And I don't mean that I was a Neanderthal and that now I'm standing up straight, but I think we all go through, or you should go through, like, an evolution as a human being. And hopefully somewhere before, you know, you get the call to go upstairs, that you're the Homo erectus, you're the evolved man. And I think what he's saying is, like, look, I'm maybe he's saying I am the evolved man, but I'm going through that process, and here's how I've gone through that process. And I would say that's a very relatable thing to me, because I'm in on that same chart as well. Yes, Ramos.
Yeah, and you've made the point a couple of times, Doug, about, like, the Steph Curry thing, like what you said about it and how people still come back at you with that. And you're like, you know, people evolve. People see something, make a judgment or on your part a logical explanation for something, and then see how someone progresses through their time and says, you know what, I was wrong about that. I didn't expect this to happen. It did. Makes him this type of player. Therefore, that take wasn't right. But now I see this guy's a Hall of Fame type player. People evolve. Correct.
It's okay to be wrong. It's not okay to not admit you're wrong. But it's also, there's context to how wrong were you at the time, and how wrong are you now? That's honestly like the biggest issue you have with politicians, and some of it is how we in the media view politicians. Well, 30 years ago, you voted this way. Like, well, that was 30 years ago. Like, times were really, really different then, you know? And I think a little bit differently now, and here's why. Here's how I have evolved over time. I think it's a great discussion, and it's going to be interesting to see how people ingest the Peter King quote and what their response is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you live and direct from sunny Southern California. Welcome in, Jay Stews and the boys. In the studio, we're back from Charger Camp, Rams Camp tomorrow, live in Irvine, California. Reminder, check out the latest lines in world sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania. Play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope you guys are good. We'll check in with the boys, make sure they had a good weekend. Matthew Stafford checked in on his elbow. We'll give you an update on that. My man TJ Houshmandzadeh will join us. We'll talk about not just the Chargers and their incredible wide receiving core, the Rams, who we'll see tomorrow, and arguably, or maybe inarguably, the best wide receiver in the league, but what's surrounding him. And we'll ask him about Matthew Stafford's elbow. We got a bunch to get to. Aaron Rodgers is doing the rounds. Boy, we got to get Aaron Rodgers. I'll send him a text, and you guys can go through the Packers as well and see if we can meet in the middle. But he did a couple interviews, and I thought gave us some really interesting insight into his mentality. Plus, showed himself, at least on some level, to be able to take a joke. That's cool. Carson Wentz having some issues. That shouldn't be a surprise, or maybe it is. And Rick Bucher is going to join us. We'll check in on everything going on in the association, including are we getting closer and closer to a resolution on Russell Westbrook. But I want to start with this. Now, I know he's back practicing with the team, and it feels like on some level the standoff was averted. But Kareem Hunt, who's a really talented running back, and I love how like stories are portrayed, right? Like, he has a two-year contract with the Cleveland Browns. In that two-year contract, he's in year two. So he's in the final year of a contract. Well, there's either the first year or the final year of a two-year contract. Nonetheless, he requested to be traded, and the Browns are like, no, we're not trading you. Remember, this is the same Kareem Hunt who had 1,300 yards rushing as a rookie, but his next season was cut short due to injury and then suspension, and ultimately they released him. He signed with Cleveland after serving a suspension for an off-the-field domestic violence incident. He returned 2 years ago, 841 yards rushing, splitting time, and last year he had 4.9 yards to carry, but only 386 yards rushing. He wants to be traded. You want to be what? Bro, what value do you have? Oh, I want a contract extension. Here's the thing is we have a tendency, I think, not just as humans, but especially as men, to look at things through the eyes of one. We worry about ourselves. And you have to on some level when you're a professional athlete. Hey, man, the team looks good, but I got to worry about me. And he's concerned with his own future. And I'm guessing, actually not really guessing, but he knows he's not going to get an extension from them. And so the reason you ask to be traded is send me somewhere where I can be the featured back. If I'm the featured back, instead of getting 500-600 yards rushing, I can get 1,000 yards rushing. If I get 1,000 yards rushing, then all of a sudden I get a long-term contract extension somewhere in the neighborhood of what I'm earning now. And, you know, that's not unreasonable talk. It really isn't. Like, I want to make sure that we understand here. That's not anything like, hey, man, I just want a chance to start. I'm 27 years old. I got to get that next contract before I turn 30. And the only way to do so is to kill it this year. And I won't be able to kill it this year, sharing time. Understood. But the inability for you to read a room, to understand the league and understand your team. Like, look, dude, we kind of got some issues here. We don't know if our quarterback's going to be eligible to play the first six games or this season at all. We also have a quarterback where we're dealing with the shrapnel of the alleged incidents in Houston. No one has really held Kareem Hunt in Cleveland accountable for the domestic violence, which he admitted to, and ultimately it caused his exodus from the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, no one's ever, like, in all the things that have been said about Cleveland and going after Sean Watson, nobody said, like, hey, like, what? But he's brought it now to the forefront by asking to be traded. Like, look, dude, we stood by you when you had this on your record. We gave you a two-year contract, and in year two, you want out when we're massively overpaying you, considering your split in time at running back? Read the room. Right? And he's, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that in my 40 plus years of living on this earth, I read the room constantly or I read the room consistently. But in this particular case, when you have all that's going on with Deshaun Watson and all the uncertainty at quarterback and all of the bad press that the Browns have gotten in their own hometown, is this really the time in which you expect the Browns to take pennies on the dollar to help you for your career, knowing that they may, with Jacoby Brissett, they're probably going to have to run it 75% of the time before Deshaun Watson gets eligible, if he's eligible at all this season? The only thing worse, okay, the only thing worse than requesting a trade and expecting a contract extension before that is cowering back days later, which you're doing now, understanding there isn't really a trade value. They have no desire to trade you. You didn't read the room, and now you got to play with any coach, any player in that locker room questioning how much you're all in on the team. What a bad, like, as coaches, you can have a bad play call. As a player, you can make a bad decision. This is one in which, whether he huddled with his agent or he did it on his own and told his agent he wanted to do it, whatever it is, yikes. Imagine being the guy who goes to the front office, who gave him a 2-year contract, one in which he's making good, solid running back money, and saying, you know, I want a contract extension. No, we're not open to that. It's year 2 of a 2-year deal. Okay, I want to be traded. We're not doing that either. We're not going to give you away when we need running backs and we have you under contract. In this particular case, kudos to the Browns. You wish they would have done the right thing or been more responsible with the Deshaun Watson thing or others in the past, but we have to be fair to them. If we're going to criticize them when they make ill-fated decisions, this is one that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. All right, coming up next, Matthew Stafford looked good throwing the ball this weekend. Can we stop talking about his elbow or no? Get to that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Do we have confirmation of that story there, John Ramos, about Olivia Newton-John? Jason Stewart, do we have...
Several people on Twitter have reported it, yep.
Several people meaning people that have blue checks. I mean, I hate to be a blue check snob, but I'm a blue check snob.
Blue checks. I see a couple blue checks out there.
Okay, so Olivia Newton-John passed away?
73.
She was 73 years old? I guess you forget, you forget. It's one of those things where you forget how old you are. You're like, well, because you think that people snapshot in time. I think Olivia Newton-John might have been my first crush.
She was mine.
Yeah. Grease, and she had that music video, Let's Get Physical. Remember? She had like the whole workout, 80s workout tights on, right? With the fluorescent socks. Yeah, pour out a little liquor for Olivia Newton-John, the star of Grease, which Grease is a pretty awesome movie. Obviously, if you ask a woman, I believe, that's in our sort of age bracket, right? If you go 35 to 50, if they list their top five movies, yes, The Notebook's probably on there. But the other two, I believe, and you guys, like, we can poll wives, girlfriends, significant others, exes, everything. They'll all say... Dirty Dancing and Grease. What do you guys think? Like, Ramos, you come home tonight and you're like, "Hun, Olivia Newton-John died. Like, we should really watch Grease tonight." Like, that's that you score bonus points galore. Don't you think?
Yeah, I remember. I think I saw Grease, I want to say 30 times in the movie theater when I was 8 years old.
30 times?
Yeah. We went and saw Grease at least 30 times. And we kept going back. It was so great. It was such a great movie and fun, and we loved all the songs. Right, most of the songs became hits. You know, they were all hit top 40 hit songs that you just wanted to keep going in and watch it over and over again. And so yeah, maybe that's a little extreme. 30 times.
Jace, you agree with that? With those movie lists? Likely of the top five, I'm going to guess at least there'll be at least two of these, but probably three of the top five. In any woman's list would be Dirty Dancing, Notebook, and Grease.
I think those are those are good. I think Grease tops all that. But like, I mean, Grease is just an amazing movie. It appeals to all sexes, all varieties of people. This is sad. Just for further update, it looks like her husband posted onto her Facebook page. So we can confirm.
That's always weird when people do that on their Facebook page or somebody else's Twitter page. Like, hey, just want you to know that so-and-so died. Like, wait, you're posting on their Twitter. Like, are they talking from a world above? That one is. They're like, no, this is somebody else posting on it. But I didn't know she was 73. But, I mean, like, 73 is good. I mean, it's not a perfect run, but not a bad run. It's not bad. Like, we all live to be 73 to 80. Like, yeah, it's not bad. Was she first crush material for you, Jay Stewart? Do you have another one?
She was definitely one of them. I mean,
I know another one.
Because
you're my age, I can almost guess another one. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, if she wasn't, like, one of my crushes, like, at the start of Grease, at the last part of Grease, she was my crush. Like, that last scene and how she's acting and the way she's dressed.
When she becomes a bad girl. Yeah.
I don't know if you're a Xanadu guy, but I know a lot of women like that one, too.
Phoebe Cates from Fast Times Ridgemont High would be the other one on most guys' first crush or first uncomfortable moment sitting around with other people.
Sort of list.
That was the first movie that I ever saw a woman's breast in. Fast Times Ridgemont High. There you go. Mr. Hand. Meanwhile, these are all movies. Dan Byers like, I don't like movies. I watch series. I don't watch those things.
Isaac's here and he doesn't do TV.
Ilo's like, I've streamed all these things. Right.
Just to clarify, what exactly did you mean by, quote, first uncomfortable moment around other people, unquote?
Come on, man. I think everybody knew what I meant when I said first uncomfortable moment around other people, right?
I just wanted to hear you squirm.
I'm not squirming. I'm just like, this is an open forum. Like, you know, this is a place of vulnerability here, Ilo. Right. Last week I shared that I saw a shaman. This week I share my Phoebe Cates story, which I'm just trying to keep it real, boss.
Just like Aaron Rodgers on that podcast, same deal. I understand.
Fairly similar. We'll get to Ilo in a second, then TJ Houshmandzadeh. Matt Stafford was talking about his elbow over the weekend. Here's what he had to say.
We got a great plan. I'm feeling stronger every time I come out here and throw. I don't know if you guys were watching, felt like I could make any throw I wanted to today, and just trying to be smart when I get those opportunities and make sure I can come out here, cut it loose, turn it loose, like I did today.
Here's Sean McVay when he's asked about his quarterback's elbow.
The way that he looked today, I don't think he would know that anything was going on, and he felt good, and so I think that's, I know that I'm going to sleep better tonight.
I think all this is about managing it. You know, we brought up Friday at Chargers camp that Tom Brady missed 3 straight days, right? And so that camp, that dead arm in camp, that's a very normal, real thing. You know, the issue with Stafford is how can they manage it so that he doesn't, that he has that fresh arm in the regular season. If we know anything about Sean McVay, it's that we will not see Matt Stafford at all in the preseason. We're not going to see him, right? You'll see him in these scrimmages. You'll see him, you know, when we go out there tomorrow, but you're not going to see him in the preseason. So it's not like they have to dial him back there. But look, it's something to keep an eye on. And it's something where he's a guy who he lives off of his fastball. And if his fastball loses a couple MPH, then there's the chance that those balls that got through don't. TJ Houshmandzadeh is going to join us in a second here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, part of Up On Game, which is a podcast and a show you can hear weekends on Fox Sports Radio. Get his thoughts on Kareem Hunt. Obviously, we're waiting on the Deshaun Watson news. And then Mekhi Becton, right? Because remember, that's his surgically repaired knee that he injured today in practice. And Mekhi Becton is a gigantic, gigantic man. Let's welcome in TJ Houshmandzadeh. He joins us, a former Pro Bowl wide receiver who you can hear on Up On Game. You can download that in podcast version form as well. Matt Stafford, he's got some elbow issue that they're trying to manage. How much of a problem do you think that's going to be once we get to the regular season?
It's concerning. It really is. When you're a quarterback, and anything in that right arm is bothering you, I believe that's a problem. And so they're going to have to manage that all year. I'm sure it's not going to be easy. But I believe they'll figure out a way. They'll manage it. They'll watch his throws. But when you look at the Rams' schedule, it's not easy. They don't have an easy schedule. And so they're going to need Stafford to be healthy, but I don't believe if you're having problems right now in the offseason and training camp and the preseason, it's only going to get worse. That's what I foresee happening. And with the schedule they have, it kind of sucks. I don't believe they'll have a season this year like they had last year just because of the uncertainty of how much he can practice and just managing that elbow injury.
You're talking about schedules. The start of the Packers schedule, I'm like, look, Vikings, I think, are formidable, but you do have a new front office, and we'll see. Then Bears, then Buccaneers, Patriots, Giants. It's not crazy to start. The back end of it is very, very difficult. Just on the football field to begin, the Packers are trying to sell us that Alan Lazard is a number one. They got Sammy Watkins. They have Christian Watson. You know, they got some others as well. Robert Tonyan, obviously, who's out right now as a tight end. Is Alan Lazard good enough to be a number one?
We don't know. You don't know. If I'm going to give you an answer right now, I'm going to say no. But you don't know. When guys are given opportunities, some people just really take advantage. There's so many guys, and you know this from playing sports, Doug. Oh, why is this guy in the game? He can't play. We just don't know enough about him. He just hasn't been given opportunity as others. He may perform, but if I have to answer that question, I'm going to say no. The night of the draft, they drafted Romeo Dobbs from Nevada. I said he was going to be the steal of the draft. I'll say this. The Packers should have drafted George Pickens in the first round. I said that live on Fox during the draft. They should have drafted George Pickens in the first round. But Romeo Dobbs is going to be the surprise of that draft class. I believe he's going to be better than Christian Watson.
Wow.
But can Alan Lazard be a one? Answering that, no. But when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, the ball is going to be there accurately. All you got to do is create separation and catch the ball. Aaron Rodgers is going to do his part. You just have to do yours.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers admitting to ayahuasca, which is, you know, it's like an ancient tribal kind of a hallucinant sort of drug, but in an effort to find kind of clarity and truth, something he's done apparently the past two off seasons as a former player. How does that hit you?
It's just odd. Like, but you're talking to somebody that I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked anything in my life. And so you're talking, I say that when, people want to smoke or they want to do this. I'm like, why? And so that would be my question. Why? I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has smoked before, and I don't care. But if it's bringing them clarity and it's helping them out, I guess keep doing it. The last 2 years, he's played really well.
Right.
Last 2 years, he's also had a lot of question marks about where he stood in his relationship with the Packers. Maybe that gave him clarity. Maybe that gave him some easiness. I don't know. But I would never understand that type of stuff because I'm somebody that's never done a drug in his life.
What do you think of I look at the Cowboys, and obviously they have some injuries now at wide receiver. It feels like the entirety of that offense is kind of good to a point, right? Like, Dak's good. He's not a superstar, but he's good, right? You look around, and maybe CeeDee Lamb is the superstar that we're underselling, but between running back, even offensive line is good, but they're not what they were 3, 4, or 5 years ago, right? On the other hand, as an entirety, they got a lot of talent. Where are you in the Dallas Cowboys getting ready for the season?
That's tough because they lose Amari Cooper. We know that. They lose Cedric Wilson. We know that. They lose Lyle Collins. We know that. Okay, CeeDee Lamb is coming in. We're going to make you our number one receiver. Gallup is not going to be ready at the start of the season. James Washington comes from the Steelers, who's played a lot of football, who's a good player. Now, he's not going to be there. Yep. You know how much pressure it's going to be on CeeDee Lamb to perform? Those rookie receivers going to have to come in and perform. Tight end is going to have to perform. But more importantly than anything, that running game is going to have to be what it used to be. Oh, Tony Pollard's going to be our slot receiver. Tony Pollard's a good running back. But I guarantee every nickel corner in the league is like, I wish you would put Tony Pollard out here and think he going to run routes and beat me. Ain't no nickel corner going to let a running back constantly beat them if he's your slot receiver. And so it's going to be a ton of pressure on Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, in that run game. That's what they're going to have to fall back on. That's going to have to be their constant, is that run game. If they don't have that, I believe the Cowboys will be in trouble.
Okay, tell me if I'm wrong here, okay, TJ. So because you're a football savant as a former Pro Bowler, but also the way you see the game is far better. But this is what I hear you saying. And again, if I'm off, please feel free to say so. But as a running back, the goal of an offense is to get a running back on a linebacker or a running back on a safety. Whereas as a slot wide receiver, now you're matching up with a nickel corner. The difference is gigantic in those matchups. Is that kind of what you're saying?
It's a huge difference. Nickel corners are used to going against receivers that know how to set guys up, that understand coverage and leverage and what's open in the zone and what deep. Running backs aren't used to doing that, and you can practice it all you want, because when we practice, it's scripted. When we run this play, we're going to see it in this coverage, and this coverage. When we run it in a game, we don't know what coverage we're going to get, and so we have to react as receivers in the slot. Can Tony Pollard do that? I don't know, and I don't think he's been a running back his entire life. It's easy when you run an option route on a linebacker or you run an angle route on a safety. You're going against a nickel corner who's used to guarding receivers that do this for a living. I don't know if I like my chances if I'm the Cowboys and Tony Pollard has to line up against the Eagles against their nickel corner and you expect him to win.
Can you help me out with the Josh Jacobs? I know the McDaniels didn't draft him. You know, I know they didn't pick up his extension. But why would the Raiders use him on two different series in the Hall of Fame game?
If you look at what New England has done, they don't value the running back position. Just look at the history of the New England Patriots since Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator. They do not value the running back position. Two series in a Hall of Fame game for a guy that is a Pro Bowler, that has proven himself to be a really good player in the league, I don't know. What are they doing? I don't know, but I wouldn't have done it. But again, you look, they want guys that are versatile. You can run the ball, you can catch the ball, you can block. They want a running back by committee. At least that's what they had with the Patriots, and I believe that's what he's going for with the Raiders. They don't want to pay Josh Jacobs the amount of money that he wants. And so I believe they'll go running back by committee and see if somebody bites on it and wants to trade for Josh. I believe this would be his last year with Raiders. I believe he knows that, and he's handling it the right way. All right, y'all don't want me. Somebody will. I'm a good player, and I'm going to go out and ball out.
Kareem Hunt was trying to handle it a different way. He has a two-year deal with the Browns. This is the second year of the two-year deal. At first, he wanted an extension. They said no. Then he said he wanted to be traded. They said no. Now he's back at practice. What do you think of Kareem Hunt and how and what he's done?
The Browns didn't blink. The Browns didn't blink. When they don't blink, you're going to hop on this train or you're going to get left. He's like, let me hop on this train. It's as simple as that. What's happening to Kareem Hunt, we as athletes, we want the ball, we want to play. This is actually a blessing in disguise, because I kind of look at it like how when Mark Ingram was with the Saints and he had Reggie Bush and he had Lavonte Murray and he had all these different guys. This is going to give Kareem Hunt a longer career, splitting time with Nick Chubb the way he has. You don't like it now, but it's going to pay off on the back end. He'll play 10, 12 years because he doesn't have the wear and tear on his body playing in Cleveland. But we all want it now. We want that instant, I want the ball all the time. I want 300-plus carries. This will pay out for him on the back end. I get where he's coming from. The market for running backs, nobody, how much does he want? Nobody's going to give it to him. You think about that rookie year he had in Kansas City. He wants that adulation. He wants that type of success. He probably will never get it again, but when you have that type of success coming out as a rookie, it's hard to take a back seat multiple years in a row when you know I came into the league and did this. He made his bed, he has to line it.
Yep. No, listen, you make a series of great points there, especially that when your first year you see incredible success, your expectations are to have that level of production on a yearly basis, and sometimes it's just not in the cards. Where are you on the Saints? It feels like this is a team, you know, Dennis Allen takes over, Jameis comes back. They do have a lot of talent, but in the discussion of the NFC South, it feels like no one knows what to expect. What are your expectations?
If Jameis Winston is healthy, I expect the Saints to make the playoffs. Offensively, Mike Thomas is going to remind everybody why he was one of the best receivers in the league. He's going to remind them he's Mike Thomas again. Jarvis Landry is going to bring a lot to the table. Chris Olave, I believe, having Mike and Jarvis there will learn. But that defense is awesome. Cam Jordan is probably the most underrated defensive player in the league. And I say underrated because when you talk about best defensive players in the league, he kind of gets overshadowed. He never really gets mentioned. Watch their games. You watch the Saints play and see who's causing problems every snap. Cam Jordan. And so if Jameis Winston is healthy, the Saints are a playoff team. Defensively, they are really good, and they're good at every level. They're good on a defensive line. They're good at the linebacker position, and they're really good in the secondary. The Saints are a playoff team as Jameis Winston is healthy.
The AFC West is obviously very, very talented. It feels like the Chargers might actually have the best team, but the Chiefs have dominated the division. The Broncos now finally have their quarterback, but you have a new and first-time head coach. I don't know how that works. And then the Raiders seem to have more top-end talent, but again, new coach, new system, new scheme, new front office. What do you make of the AFC West?
Man, Doug, I don't really know, man. It's like you look at every team and like, oh, I like the Chiefs to win it. Oh, yeah, I can agree with that. Oh, I like the Chargers. Oh, I can agree if you – I damn near can agree with anyone if they name a different team. But for me, I would put the Chargers at the top. I don't see a weakness. The only weakness I guess you would have with the Chargers, who's their deep threat on offense? But Keenan Allen's getting open versus anyone. They can run the ball. They got a great quarterback. They got two great edge rushers. Really good in the secondary. The Raiders also have everything that I just named. And so the Chiefs have been really good. The Broncos, to me, is the question mark. Yeah, they have Russell Wilson, but it's still a question mark for me. Defense was very good. But Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive minds in the National Football League. He's no longer there. Will they be the same? Yeah, some of the majority of the players are the same. But if you don't have the guys calling those plays at the right time in the right moments of games, that matters. So I would go Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos.
Going to be a lot of fun. TJ Mazzotta, check out Up on Game every Saturday on Fox Sports Radio. You can also download it as a two-hour podcast as well. Who's you the best? We got to break bread off, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
My God, Doug. Take care. And as usual, man, keep up the great work, baby.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.